Thank you for the prayers that you had offered for me and for the priests that I was with down in Biloxi for their day of prayer. I had sent out a thank you note to the adorers that I know were praying specifically for that, but I know that many others had joined in that, so thank you for that. Lots of blessings from the Lord with that. In every diocese, you get a pretty typical bell curve of priests. Those who just are really pushing out hard in a good way on mission, a chunk in the middle who say, I'd like to be doing that, but there's obstacles that they have, and then there's others who just have their heels just dug in. And as the bishop had said, even if the Lord Jesus himself came and appeared to them, they might not do it. Anyway, it was a good day. There were a lot of blessings that the Lord poured out, and just some really neat things the Lord is doing down there. It is still very much a missionary diocese, but I'm grateful for your prayers for that. So thank you for that. I'm just really, really thankful for your intercession for that. One other quick note. Tonight we have our monthly evening of adoration and praise and worship, a really powerful chance to be in the presence of the Lord in the Eucharist, and in that way that only worship can do, to let our hearts, let the guard down around our hearts so that he can work. And tonight we want to pray, continue to pray for that gift of healing that we need. The Lord's love heals, and it heals at the physical level, at the emotional level, at the spiritual level. And as we're drawing closer to Holy Week tonight, we want to come before him and ask him for whatever healing it is that we need as we move deeper into Lent, so that we're in that place to really be one with him. So that'll be tonight after our evening Stations of the Cross. So about 7:45 start for that tonight. So just an invitation to come and join us for that. In the readings today, in the Book of Wisdom, this is one of those really beautiful, kind of very prophetic readings that foretell and prefigure what the Lord Jesus will go through. We've shifted now in Lent into a time where the tension between the Lord and those he's come to save, the tension is rising, and we're building up toward what we will have in Holy Week, the active working of those who want to put the Lord to death. So that's what's coming up here. In this first reading today, we have described so clearly what's going on inside the hearts and the minds of the wicked. And it reads just as like an X-ray of what we know is going on with the Lord and with the people that oppose him, and what will play out during Holy Week. All of this described, but then toward the end of the reading, we're told very clearly, these were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them. They looked at the just one and thought they had it all figured out. From an earthly, worldly, sinful point of view, they thought that they knew all that was going on, but we're told they actually had no idea what God was doing. And in their blindness, they have no idea about the hidden counsels of God. They have no idea how the Lord pours out blessings, a recompense, upon those who are striving for holiness to be one with him, and the rewards the Lord gives to innocent souls. And I think that when one is going through, because we share in this with the Lord, this morning I thought about the martyrdom of Stephen, and remember how as they're rushing upon him to stone him, Stephen is kind of beautifully, he's not even paying attention to what they're doing. He looks up and he says, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Lord Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. When someone unites themselves with the Lord in this way and shares in this suffering, this persecution, it seems like the Lord likes to give to that individual a vision of the things that are hidden from the wicked. And so Stephen, all he sees is just the beauty and the glory of God. That's what he sees. And in so many of these accounts of the martyrs, that's what we're told, that as they're going right into their death and they're enduring these awful, terrible physical things that will bring their body to death, it seems very often in those moments, what the Lord gives to that individual is the vision of what's really going on. The wicked are blind to it, but the eyes of the just, those who love the Lord and are following him so closely, their eyes are opened to what's really going on. And that's a beautiful comfort and a gift that the Lord gives. So in whatever ways that we experience our own share in what's laid out here, we want to trust, Lord, as you lead me through that, when I most need it, you're going to show me what's really going on. And I'm not going to see it just as the wicked do, like, oh, this is ending in utter failure, and this is it, and you're not with me at all. You're going to give me a spiritual sight that lets me be aware of what you're really doing. And the Lord does seem to offer that when it's most needed. And so we want to pray that we'll keep going with the Lord, that we won't hold back or shrink back, that we won't judge the situation only through the eyes of the world and see failure in the absence of the Lord, but that we'll be open to the Lord giving us this spiritual sight to see what it is that the Lord is really doing, and from that draw confidence and strength to keep following the Lord even all the way to our own deepest sharing in his cross.